Welcome to Channel Chat, the podcast series from SearchNetworkingChannel.com. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor. Our special guest this week is Rick Dell, Mitel President, USA. He's here to fill us in on the current happenings in Mitel's channel program. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Well, thank you for having us on today, Elaine.
Now, Rick, what separates the Mitel channel program from other major vendors' programs?
Well, Elaine, there are really three key elements that we look at when we talk about our channel program and how we see that as very, very different in the industry in general. The first key element is that we really strive to provide an innovative and set of differentiated services and solutions that really are focused on helping our channel increase their revenues. Again, that really falls into a number of veins, whether it be the virtual Mitel Communications Director, which is a software solution that leverages VMware and vSphere 4 that really enables our customers to seamlessly access and install Mitel's call control software in a virtualized environment. That's something that we're very, very excited about and see as a key differentiating point within our channel. Certainly, in addition to that, the Mitel mobile capabilities that we bring to our channel, that they in turn bring to our customers, are quite unique. The concept of wireless voice and data services that offer our customers, our end users, through our dealer channel, the ability to truly get to that concept of a single point of contact, a single number. And that certainly sets our channel program apart. In addition to that, we really focus on a best-of-breed approach. One of the key elements that we took hold of years ago was that we wanted to be provider agnostic. We felt that that was absolutely paramount for our channel. So as we started to assemble our channel program and our products and our services, Elaine, one of the key elements that we never lose sight of is that we have to interface throughout the arena of data and communications. That's absolutely critical and certainly has served our channel well and is a key level of differentiation. Lastly, we really strive to provide our channel members with turnkey opportunity packages surrounding IT solutions, administrative systems, and enhanced marketing support. One of the areas that we feel very, very strongly about is that our channel partners truly are our key customers. They're our first-line customers. We have to make sure that our job is continually focused on their success. So those three key elements are really what we feel differentiate Mitel from the rest of the industry.
Are there any major changes for Mitel's partner program planned through 2010? And are there any specific UC technologies that Mitel will be emphasizing to its partners?
Well, certainly, Elaine. I mean, as we look forward into 2010, our partner program is always evolving. Some of the enhancements that we've got slated for the 2010 calendar year include really a greater focus on software-centric offerings such as our Mitel virtualized solutions. You know, again, as we start going into that new arena, and one of the things that we're very excited about with that is that we're hitting the market with this technology first, we see a tremendous opportunity for our channel partners and also for our channel partners' customers to really start to take hold of this new generation of communications products. Also, we're looking at several additional strategic vendor alliances with folks such as Oracle and VMware. This, we feel, will open up additional doors to our channel partners that simply haven't been there in the past. And lastly, we're offering a host of enhanced professional services that include services from HR, payroll, employee benefits, IT support, professional development, along with the marketing services that we offer to allow our channel partners to grow. So again, we know that as we evolve into the channel community, as we evolve into the channel partners' relationship with their internal staff, one of the things that we truly have to become is that trusted advisor, and that's critically important to us.
The Mitel VMware announcement was the first of its kind, the first real-time application with VMware's vSphere 4 platform. What does this mean for Mitel partners?
We think this is absolutely a tremendous opportunity, Elaine. First and foremost, it's market and thought leadership. You know, there are no competitors today with this solution on the market. No other vendor in the United States or globally can run real-time voice in a virtualized environment within the data center itself. We see this as the next quantum leap in communications, and we're really, really pleased that we're bringing this out to our community. And again, that's really leading to the market and thought leadership that we bring forward to our business partners as well as our end customers. Certainly going hand in hand with that, that's going to open a new door to a new market. You know, over the past years, everyone from a communications perspective and a data perspective has been looking at how we optimize that particular server rack. How do we figure out how to make that smaller and take up less of a footprint? We're in an entirely new arena today. Now we're talking about how do we virtualize that data center? And communications has got to play a key role within that environment. And this certainly brings technology to the forefront that allows us to get that accomplished. The next key area of differentiation for our Mitel partners on this front is really our go-to-market strategy. You know, there are really two key components to the solution. First of all, there's the Mitel certification, and then secondly, there's the VMware certification. As we've looked at this opportunity, and we've looked at it very, very closely, one of the things we quickly came to realize is that most of our partners, most of communications providers, period, don't have not only the equipment certification, but also VMware certification. They're really two different veins that have evolved over the years. Well, we knew we had to solve that and solve that quickly to be effective in our go-to-market strategy and to make our partners very, very effective in this technology. So one of the key things we've done is to make that VMware certification available to our business partners and in turn make the VMware certification that centers around the Mitel technology available to the VMware partners. If those partners aren't in a position to obtain those individual certifications, then we also have set up an alternative program that partners each of those two entities together, allowing them to operate as a uniform team and provide the solution to the end customer. Lastly is really customer retention. The Mitel Virtual Solutions, MVS, really provides an evolutionary path for our customers that want to migrate their applications to a data center. And one of the key things that we wanted to accomplish, and I think we very effectively have, is that we didn't want MVS to be a rip-and-replace deployment. MVS applications running in a data center will work with existing Mitel applications running on existing Mitel hardware or other industry-standard servers. And this was a key element for us as we developed this technology. One of the things that we've always held steadfast to is that we were not ever in a position to leave our customers behind, and we think we've accomplished this, and that's really, really pleasing to us, especially as we look at what the opportunities with VMware are.
I know that Mitel offers hosted email and collaboration services. How can partners sell those products, and how does that work in tandem with selling other Mitel products?
Well, it really goes hand in hand as a full product suite, Elaine. One of the things that certainly is available to our partners is our Net Solutions division. And our Net Solutions division is really our networking and infrastructure division that was established a number of years ago. This division itself holds all of the necessary tools and software to handle uniform billing, one bill concepts, and certainly deal with the hosted environment as well as the traditional networked environment. And we've made that program available to all of our business partners at this point. Again, as far as how does that go in part and parcel with the traditional hardware offering, we see uniform markets for both of those solutions. Certainly, there are customers that need that freestanding hardware-type environment or that VMware-type environment. But conversely, especially coming out of a very, very rough economic period, there are a myriad of customers out there today that may not qualify for capital monies. For those customers, they still have those same intrinsic needs to effectively communicate, to effectively process data as voice. And we wanted to make sure that we had a very elegant, very robust solution for those customers as well. So certainly we feel that the two go in tandem, they go hand in hand. There are certain applications that fit well within the hosted arena. I just gave you an example of one, but there's a myriad of others. And again, there are also a myriad of applications that really dictate a hardware-based environment.
Mitel partners are often in competition with UC partners for major vendors that sell entire networking portfolios like Cisco. How can Mitel partners convince customers with Cisco setups to go with a niche UC package?
Well, when you say niche UC package, are you talking about ours or Cisco's? Because we consider ours to actually be the dominant package. So we'll assume that niche is actually referring to us for this interview. The key areas that we like to touch on, Elaine, is unlike our competitors, we support an architecture where business applications and intelligence are resonant in the data center. And a great example of that is our program around virtualization. But we also recognize that all customers aren't created equally, and that's why we provide the flexibility to create solutions to address each one of those individual customers' needs. We take the time as part of our sales process, as part of our engineering process, to understand their individual businesses and, more importantly, the individual users' issues and problems that they face on a day-in and day-out basis. And we make sure that we tailor those UC solutions to effectively solve those business issues. And while that sounds like a pretty simplistic thing to say, it's something that isn't done on a routine basis as we look across the landscape of our industry. We also address the total cost of ownership. That includes all applicable network upgrades and software maintenance costs. You know, we really feel strongly that we have to make sure our customers understand what that total cost of ownership is going to be from start to finish. A customer buys a piece of equipment, especially communications equipment, and they expect that equipment to last for a specified period of time. They have the right to understand exactly what that total cost of ownership is going to be over that time period. And we're very, very careful to make sure that they have that information. Lastly, Mitel's unified communications portfolio is very comprehensive and, most importantly, very simple to use. You know, again, it's the old adage, you can create anything in the world you want to create, but if people can't use it, it's useless technology, and that's one of the key areas that we focused on relative to our entire UC portfolio. Our customers are able to use the technology. They're able to use the technology in most cases right out of the box, and that's a key element that we feel strongly differentiates Mitel from every other competitor out there.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Elaine.
Be sure to check out searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.